I needed to start over. And that's what, you know, decluttering helped me do, because it just helped me create the space for it. But there was so much more to it than that. It was a letting go of stuff. It was a letting go of expectations. And it was a reframing and redesigning of how I wanted my life to look from that point on.
Life is busy. Schedules are full. Money is tough. Marriage is tough. Kids, family, friends, work, housework. Ew. There is so much on our plate these days, and I think it's time we start taking stuff off. The Unstuffed podcast is a minimalist lifestyle and mindset podcast created to help you feel a little less overwhelmed and is designed to help give you the permission to eliminate any of life's clutter that's not working for you. You only get one life after all, and it's so much bigger than all this other stuff. So sit back, take a walk. It's your turn to take a break, and I will take over from here. Welcome to the Unstuffed podcast.
One of the questions I get asked the most is what my favorite books are. That's why I have taken the time to bundle them all together into my top 50 book recommendations just for you. If you want to download them, it's totally free. Head to reneebennis.com/books, and I will send you my 50 top books in fiction, nonfiction, money, mindset, and more.
Hey there, it's me, Renee. Welcome to the Unstuffed podcast. Today, I'm just feeling so exhausted, so tired. Life feels so hard. I am someone who always reverts back to optimism and positivity. But then it seems like the rug gets pulled out from under me. And I got an email from my podcast editors this morning saying I didn't have an episode scheduled for today. And in my calendar, I have it written down that I put one in. And I'm just going to take this as a serendipitous moment of God saying, that was the wrong episode. Because I remember that episode and I remember feeling like, this is kind of dumb, but maybe it'll be okay. And I just put it out there. And today I'm really in my feels. And I love recording for you guys when I'm in my feels, because it just feels like we can connect and have more of a heart to heart, especially if you are someone who feels like you are going through the ringer right now. So let's start with a full-on confession, shall we? I had planned my audio series, The Escape Plan, to launch April 1st. And the last few weeks of March, starting on literally March 20th, 21st, I got sick. My daughter got sick on March 19th. Her birthday was March 20th. By March 21st, I was sick. And I was actively sick for about a week. And then after that, I could barely speak for about a week. And then after that, we had to make the decision to put our dog down. So I had a week of preparing to grieve her. And now it has been 1 week since we put her down. It feels like the last month of my life has just been one thing after another knocking me down. Back to the escape plan, the audio series I had planned for the month of April, I haven't finished it. I haven't gotten to it the way I was hoping to. And on top of it all, I kind of have a whole new perspective on what I want to record. So I'm sending out an email today to everyone who has purchased it. And this is me giving a heartfelt apology to any of you who did purchase it and didn't receive it and didn't hear from me. If I'm able to be totally transparent with you, I have been in a place of survival mode, of just trying to get through, trying to keep my thoughts together. I'm being human, if I'm being honest, and I hope that's okay. Like, I have been dropping the ball in so many areas. I just went through my email inbox yesterday, and the only way I was really able to go through it was just by deleting most of the emails. I'm not responding. I'm not getting back. I'm just trying to get through my day to day. And while this week has felt like I've been able to finally pick back up and get some work done, and it has actually been really a great, healthy distraction from the stress that I've been feeling, I get really down when I think of the escape plan and how I didn't get it finished and how it hasn't been turned out and how I was hoping to have it done sooner. All of these things. I say all this, number one, because I used to struggle with being a truth teller. I used to, you know, feel like it was easier to kind of fib my way out of things that were hard to say. And instead, now I'm trying to own up to the fact, like, I dropped the ball. I really, truly dropped the ball. Life happened, but, you know, I still could have shown up. I still could have done better. And I know that. I also struggle with perfectionism, so maybe I need to give myself some grace. I don't know. But I truly apologize to any of you who bought the escape plan. Now, here's where I am with it. It is truly something that is so heavy on my heart. The message behind it is something I believe in so much. And a lot of times I think that kind of holds me back because I'm like, oh, I want this to be so good. It's like, I want it to be extra perfect. I want it to be extra amazing because I so strongly believe in the message. And the message that is behind the escape plan that I'm working on creating is everything I'm going to share with you here today. So I'm going to say you can still go buy the escape plan. My hope is to get it out by May 1st now. I apologize for the delay. I apologize for all of the setbacks. And let's kind of dive into everything behind why I wanted to create it, everything behind what the message of it's going to be, because it just so happens to fall perfectly in alignment with where I am today. Now, I originally, you know, created a sales page for the escape plan, talking about helping you go through life's changes. If you're in the middle of a transition, like I am, like I'm in the middle of a transition right now, I guess, you know, learning to live, I'm going to cry, learning to live without my dog. And if you've had an animal, you've had a dog, you've had a cat or any other kind of pet, you probably know how I'm feeling that in a lot of ways, it's just as painful as losing a loved one. I mean, they were a loved one. I had my dog for almost 19 years. This was a dog I bought when I was 19 years old. And she saw me through everything. So to wake up and not have her, it makes me feel really, really lost. I'm in this middle of a transition. But I have also prepared my life for this transition, which is what the escape plan is all about. 10 years ago, I made the decision that I was just so sick of ordinary living. And for me, ordinary living meant slaving away at a job, working for other people. It meant being tired of trying to be perfect, trying to make all the right meals and keep the house clean all the time. It meant I was tired of trying to design a life that looked good but didn't feel good. And I just needed a reset. I needed to start over. And that's what, you know, decluttering helped me do, because it just helped me create the space for it. But there was so much more to it than that. It was a letting go of stuff. It was a letting go of expectations. And it was a reframing and redesigning of how I wanted my life to look from that point on. And that's kind of how I relaid out my entire life. So by creating the space, by simplifying my space, I created the space. I created the space, I created the energy, and I created the time to kind of start to ask myself what I really wanted, right? And then it was like from there, because it was kind of difficult letting go of stuff. If you've been in the process of decluttering, you probably know, you know, you hit those things like, you know, the pants that fit before you had kids, or decluttering your grandma's glasses or her plates that you don't really use, but you feel bad letting go of. We come face to face with a lot of heavy emotions when we let go of stuff. And the better I got at facing those heavy emotions, the better I got at facing other hard ones.
After our family downsized our house, we started working to pay off debt and build an actual savings. Because for decades, I would transfer $100 to our savings account, but then I would end up transferring it right back to our checking when we had overspent. So when we downsized, I decided to get serious about saving money for things like emergencies and for fun things like travel. The first thing I did was open a high yield savings account that was separate from our current checking account. That way, it wouldn't be as easy for me to just pull money out whenever I felt like I needed it.
and I knew it would force me to take my spending and my saving a lot more seriously. So if you are in a similar boat and are hoping to up your game when it comes to saving money, one of the absolute best accounts to get started is called Savings Connect. This is a savings account that pays close to 5% when you set an automatic savings deposit of just $100 per month. This is 11 times the national average, which means if you use a current savings account that's attached to your checking, there's a good chance you are not making nearly enough money. So if you're at a place in life where you're committed to changing your financial future and you actually want to start getting some money in the bank, you can get started with a Savings Connect account for as little as $100. Just head to reneebennis.com/save to learn more, and I will fill you in on all of the details. That's reneebennis.com/save to learn more.
So letting go of the people pleasing, letting go of my need to say yes to everybody, and letting go of my need to lie about the fact that I don't have the program done that I was hoping to have done. You know, that's something I feel like I would have just swept under the rug before and prayed nobody noticed, but it's something I truly can't let go of. And it's something that I need to be honest and heartfelt about because that's what feels right for me. And another aspect of this for me was doing what I'm doing right now. I also wanted to create an income and a business, a presence that allowed me the freedom and flexibility to show up where I wanted to, when I wanted to. I think in the midst of our downsize, you know, my stepdad was diagnosed with terminal brain cancer. My son wound up sick in the hospital. And I just had these back-to-back realizations that life is too short for me not to be able to drop everything and show up where I am needed. And in the last month of my life, my older daughter has needed me. My dog has needed me. My kids have needed me as we've grieved the loss of our dog. And my husband, Tom, has really needed me. Losing our dog was a big loss for him. And, you know, they say that men aren't as good at anticipating their emotions. You know, like a woman knows, like when a woman leaves a relationship, she knows what kind of loss she's going to go through. She knows it's going to hurt. And a man doesn't get it until it happens. I don't know if that's a stereotype or what, but I've heard that before and it just makes a lot of sense because I feel like I've seen that play out. And that's kind of how it is for him. Like he was sad the week leading up to having to put our dog down. But when we did, I don't think he understood how much it was going to hurt. So I've really wanted to show up for him. I've really wanted to show up for our kids during this loss. I really wanted to show up for my daughter when she was sick. When I was sick, I really wanted to give myself the space to heal and like literally couldn't record podcasts. You guys have heard maybe or will hear some podcasts recordings that I've done interviews with where I sound awful. I can't even re-listen to them. And that was me feeling better, which is sad. I just sound terrible. But that kind of put a damper on things. It kind of put a pause on things. And I'm okay with that because I have designed something that allows for that. I've designed a lifestyle that allows for that. And I'm not saying all of this to just tell you all about me. I'm telling you this because if you've ever wanted any of this, I want you to know that it's possible for you too. I've been feeling it called on my heart to make changes throughout the podcast as far as being more intentional about the interviews that I do. A lot of times I have, you know, like publicist type people will reach out to me hoping that I can get their client on or this person on to promote their book. And I love the conversations I get to have. I love being able to connect with people, hear their stories, and see the wisdom that's just all around the world. I think it's so cool. But I've been feeling called more to specifically converse with the people that I have been watching, who have been my inspiration for the last few years, the people who did make the big shifts. They did the escape plan. They decided that they didn't want to do things the ordinary, normal way. And so they made plans to make it change. I'm hoping that into the fall, I can start to kind of make that smaller shift on the podcast, because as you know, my whole point with helping you guys let go of stuff is so that you can design a life that's bigger than stuff. And there are so many people out there who have done things where they've had to let go. Like, that's almost always part of the story, is that they have to let go of some stuff. They have to leave a house behind. They have to be willing to detach from something that they struggled to let go of in order to accomplish this bigger life for themselves. And this is exactly true for me. While you could look at my life and be like, no, your life is ordinary. Like, I just live in a regular, boring old house. I, you know, my husband works his 9-to-5-ish job. Nothing too thrilling is really happening here, but I can tell you that this life feels extraordinary because I intentionally designed it. And that is my hope for the escape plan, is just walking you through day by day, not necessarily action steps that you can take or another how-to guide. I'm so burnt out on how-to guides personally, but more like daily inspiration that inspires you to start shifting the way you look at your life and start changing the way you show up for it, if that's what you feel called to do. And I'm saying all of this, like I said, when I heard that I didn't have an episode planned for today, I was like, you know what? That's good, because I've got a lot on my heart and we need to get it out. Today was a rough morning. I know my kids are still in the grieving process, but I've got two kids who are almost teenagers. They are almost 13 and 14 years old, and they're both just turds sometimes. Okay, like, let's just call it like it is. Some days they're just freaking rude. And I have been using so much patience and so much deep breathing to get me through the last week, to get me through the last 2 weeks, to get me through the last month, that I just needed to take a shower and cry it out this morning, you know? And then you get out of the shower and you're like, oh, you don't have an episode ready. And oh, by the way, you still haven't finished that course and you're failing at everything. But something that has been on my mind, something that's on my mind today, especially when I think of sitting down and chatting with you, is that the life I've designed has really allowed the space for me to have these bad, bad days. I have the space to fall apart. Like, my house is not clean. It's not Instagram worthy today. Like, I see a pair of pants thrown on the chair in the corner, Tom. I see two pairs of pants of mine sitting on my dresser, a pair of socks that need to be returned, a pack of socks that need to be returned. You know, my kitchen is continually cleaned and continually made messy. There's dog hair all over my floors. But my house has been easy to maintain so that it's not taking up too much of my energy. I have done meal prepping for breakfasts for myself and my kids so that mornings can feel smooth. And bless her heart, my girlfriend brought me meals for dinner so that I didn't even have to think about dinner over the last week. And I love her so much for that. And truthfully, had she not done that, I would have bulk made a meal that we would have just been reheating every day because I needed easy. And I don't know, because I'm not you, but from what I've heard from so many of you and so many people is that you kind of get it. Like, life doesn't feel easy. It can feel overwhelming, especially when it comes to clutter and things like that. So this is just my reminder to you that if you're still working to let go of things, if you're still in the declutter process, or you're still maybe in that people-pleasing phase, or you're trying to figure out what your next steps are, that you're not alone. We're all in this. And I promise you, the more you hold that intention in your mind of the life you want, and the more you allow the trust that that's possible to come into your heart, the easier it gets to start letting go. You know, if anyone would ask me, like, what's my biggest recommendation for decluttering, I would be like, you need something bigger than you need the stuff, you know, because we make so many excuses for why we need the stuff, why we have to hang on, why we can't let go. And when we start to have a bigger reason for letting go, it makes it so much easier to just start chucking stuff into the donate bin. Whew. That felt heavy. I hope it felt connecting. And, you know, more than anything, I just want it to be a reminder to you guys today that no one's got it all figured out. I would hope you would know that I don't have it all figured out at this point, but just in case you needed a reminder, here it is. You know, I think sometimes we see, you know, you might see my TikTok videos and be like, oh my gosh, she's like so cheerful and happy. But truly, it's like I take one or two days where I am feeling happy and perky and I make a few fun videos because it cheers me up and it makes me feel good. And the rest of the week, I might be in sweats and I might be crying and I might be struggling. And that's what the podcast is for, is letting you know that, right? Letting you know that there is more to life than social media shows and letting you know that we're all just trying to get through this life together. This is also my promise to you that perfect or imperfect, the escape plan is coming to you. And it's going to be a lot like this. So if you like this, if you like the idea of escaping ordinary living and you like heartfelt connections combined with, you know, practical ideas and steps for changing your life, go ahead and grab the escape plan. I'll make sure to leave it in the show notes. And if it doesn't sound like it's for you, I hope you just know that creating the space in your life, even in just in your home and with your stuff, can help you so much in the terms of showing up for yourself when you need to, showing up for your family when you need to, and focusing on the bigger things in life that matter way, way more than the clutter in your home.
Are you in the middle of a really big life transition right now? Maybe you can't put your finger on it, but you know a big change is happening in your life. Maybe you're shifting careers, taking a trip, changing your relationship status, or you just feel like you're being called to do more with your life, even though you're not sure what it is. If so, I totally get it. I was there 10 years ago and I started working to find little ways to pivot and shift my life so that I could start to align with this vision or this feeling that I had for all the things that I was meant for. And I call it the escape plan. That's why I put it all into a 40-day audio series to help you make those big changes really simple. So if you have loved tuning into the podcast, you are going to love this 40-day downloadable audio series where I walk you through the process of letting go, creating space, and making the right moves so that you can welcome all of these big changes into your life. This audio series is officially launching April 1st, no joke, but you can order it on pre-sale before then. Just head to reneebennis.com/escape. That's reneebennis.com/escape.
Hey again. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today on the Unstuffed podcast. It means so much that you chose to carve out some of your precious time just to hang out with me. If you aren't quite ready for our time to end, head to the show notes where you can grab my free declutter checklist, join my newsletter subscription, and connect with me on some of your favorite social platforms. Sending you so much love. Until next time.